everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Speak to Transform. I'm your host, Lisa V. Lisa V for short, Lisa Vanderkwek. And I am a speaking coach that works with kingdom-minded entrepreneurs, women in particular, who have a message to get out into the world as part of their unique mission that God has called them to, and helping women to really become a voice of influence wherever God has them, whether you're in the education field, the government, in the community, at home, wherever you may find yourself, using your message to bring about the desired results that God has called you to bring about transformation and change. And so today I have a special guest coming from South Africa who's going to share with you how God is using her and the message that God has given her to help the world to really come into a better understanding of choices that we make and how it impacts the people around us as well. And so I want to invite to the stage right now, Antoinette Maluleke. Did I pronounce that properly?
Absolutely correct.
Fantastic. So good to have you. I would love if you would share with our audience today a little bit about your background, where you're coming in, where you're tuning us in from, and also how you came to do what you're doing, how this message came about for you in terms of why you're so passionate about it.
Absolutely. Firstly, thank you so much for inviting me in and allowing me to be your guest. I really am truly, truly honored, and I thank God that I'm able to use my mouth to be able to share what incredible grace that God has been to us in our fulfilling our purposes. My name is Antoinette Maluleke. I am a mother of two and a grandmother to two young little girls, 11 and 8, and my eldest daughter is 36 and my youngest is 32. I am from South Africa in a city called Pretoria and a suburb called Centurion. I'm in a mini suburb called Littleton. This is where we empower women. Okay, so you want me to go on, or are you going to ask me questions?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So what time is it right now in your city?
it's about 10:15 p.m.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for tuning in. Yeah, so are you on a Wednesday or a Thursday?
We are on a Wednesday evening. We are almost 2 hours down to Thursday morning.
Okay, so you're not that far ahead in terms of time zone. You're like 9 hours ahead of me. I'm in Mountain Standard Time in Canada. So that's kind of cool to know. We can talk to each other across the globe.
Absolutely.
In real time. I love how God has opened up this opportunity for us.
I'm very, very grateful. And you know, it's beautiful to know that, you know, when God uses you, he does it in a way that is so, 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 so divine. You know, I never in my wildest dream imagined that I will be in a position where I'm podcasting internationally and speaking to people and telling them about me and playing my testimony. You know, so for me, this is I'm in awe of what God is capable of doing through us.
It is so powerful. Well, let me just share a little bit, and then I'll get you to expound upon that a bit too, Antoinette. But from what I have read and know about you, that you are a survivor of domestic violence, and you founded a foundation after nearly losing your life to your abuser and facing a bleak future as a single unemployed mother. You found strength and built a stable life for yourself and your daughters, which is an inspiring story in and of itself. And I just want to say that this subject is actually near and dear to my heart, because I grew up in a home where my mom was a victim of domestic violence. And so I witnessed that firsthand and the impact it has on a child. And by the grace of God, you know, I have been able to overcome those things and really allow God to transform me and not be a victim of my past as well. So I'm this subject that is very near and dear to my heart. So I'm excited to talk to you about what it is that you do now, and tell me a little bit about that journey for you.
Absolutely, yes. I want to say that my life, if I could just put it in bland, plain form, was I come from hell, you know, in a literal sense, and you know, practical. So, I grew up in an unstable home where there was so much domestic violence as a result of alcoholism that was in the family, you know, from mother to aunts. And of course, you know, there's a lot of happening in our communities, especially in townships where there has not been that much enlightenment where education is concerned. So there was a lot of lack in our past. I mean, if you can understand apartheid era South Africa, there was a lot of poverty, a lot of ignorance, a lot of illiteracy. So I grew up in that environment where there's so much single parenthood, you know, and as a result, you understand what comes, the repercussions of not having a stable home. So I grew up in a family of so many of us, lots of cousins, and my mother and my dad were not married. So I grew up in a home that was very unstable. Fast forward, I was forced into marriage when I was very young. I was 18. Of course, I had dreams. I wanted to become a doctor, but things didn't materialize. And I sort of concluded that my life was going to be as unhappy as it could be. You know, I felt that this was my fate. This was the deck of cards that was dealt, you know, and I concluded that I will never find happiness. But, you know, I always believed in God. No one inspired him to me, but inside, you know, when you're born with the presence of God within you, it doesn't matter what circumstance you go through and you are exposed to, there'll always be that feeling that tells you there is a superpower, there is a God that is supposed to help you. And I kept praying, but obviously I was young and inexperienced. And when I was forced into marriage, marrying a man that was 10 years older than me, I agreed to the terms because I felt that it would have been like an escape mode for me to escape my environment. And little did I know that I was going into worse hell that I was brought up under. Wow. You know, of course, I lived in this cycle of abuse, this person that was abusing me physically, emotionally, and all sorts of it, you know. And unfortunately, where perpetration of abuse is concerned, it's often because the victim is dependent on this person. You know, often you can't get out of the cycle because you're dependent on this person. I mean, I didn't have a family support structure that I could be going to. I didn't have a father. So you can understand that I had to stay in this because I had nowhere else to go. And also, I didn't want to divide my family because by then I had two little children and I didn't want to leave because if I do, then it means it would have been that cycle of broken family that I was brought up under. So I stayed amidst all of these painful experiences. And in the process, you develop a very low self-esteem because your perpetrator constantly tells you how worthless and how much of a nobody you will amount to. And you end up not having confidence and you feel very worthless. And you stay. And because you want the dependence, the financial stability that they provide, you stay. You know, so I stayed 9 years into this marriage. And eventually, after all the battering and the bashing and everything else, he almost killed me. And then reality kicked in. You know, my stomach was torn in two. And it was just so horrible. And in the process, there's been a level of attempted suicide. I mean, I attempted to take my life 6 times and ended in a coma at some stage, you know. So when I eventually realized that there is no way that a human being who claims love you can do the things that they do to you, you know. So near-death experience actually made me realize that I'm going to die and leave my children who are so young as orphans. And I had to leave, If you can understand the pun. I chose to leave my marriage in order that I could leave for my children's sake. You know, so when I was discharged from hospital after the ordeal that I went through, of course, I had to go through a psychiatric ward because mentally and I had depression. It was terrible. And when I was discharged and I made a vow that I have to leave and go and find myself a job. You know, but you must understand in the process when you're going through all of these battering, all of these struggles, you cry out to God. I mean, there is no one who goes through loneliness like an abused person, especially a woman. It's the most loneliest place you can ever find yourself, especially when there is no support. You feel so alone. And hence my wanting to resort to take my own life, because where do you go? Who do you go to?
You don't know any other way, right? There's no other way out.
You know, so, and often I would cry out to God and I'll ask him to take me away, you know, and in the process, I always felt that he was not there, you know, but when I eventually got out and I divorced my ex-husband and I pursued employment and I knocked doors, and you must understand, I'm so inexperienced, I'm so innocent, I know nothing, I have never worked before, but when I knocked doors and here was this angel of a woman, I believe God provided my way to give me an opportunity. When they asked me, do you have experience? I said, no, I don't. But give me an opportunity and see if I cannot prove myself. And I felt then this woman obeyed the voice of God to opt to have me get an opportunity to get a job. Wow. And when I was presented that opportunity and I discovered qualities about myself that I never thought I possessed, it then hit me. Wow. That there is a God. There is no way when my situation was so dire. I mean, the odds were all over, not against me. I mean, they were so against me. I didn't have experience. I didn't have a degree. There was no way that I could have been given an opportunity having had a life that was so broken, you know? And then I gave glory to God at that stage because I realized that this person was sent by God. And it was then that the dream of me one day forming a foundation to help women, because I understood that if somebody could impact my life in that manner, there are so many other women out there that have been made to feel that they are nothing, they are worthless, they don't have self-esteem, and their confidence has been so destroyed, having been told so many a times that they will amount to nothing. And I realized that there are so many of them, and I needed to go out there and empower them. And empowerment means you change mindset. You make a woman understand that they are greater. There is greatness within them. And by the way, this is our foundation slogan. Greatness is within her. She will not fail. And I am saying that with the utmost confidence because I know that I became a powerful and dynamic woman because somehow somebody was used by God to instill a mindset of understanding that there is so much power within me. And so what we did, my children and I, because I've been reeling it in their lives as they were growing up as a single parent, being struggling, but they grew up, and every time I would read it in them that one day when I'm successful and I'm able to stand up on my 2 feet, I want to open a foundation where we could impact back. You pay it forward because somebody those years ago, 39 years ago, opened a door for me without expecting anything in return from me. And I needed to plant a seed the same way somebody that was used. I can't even remember that woman's name if I can tell you the truth. But all I do know is she listened to the voice of God that told her, give this woman an opportunity. And the same way, I want it to be a cycle of impacting lives, empowering women. So what my daughters and I did when we started our foundation 4 years ago, we decided that we wanted to open a foundation that we can empower women with skills. Women who come from similar backgrounds like mine, gender-based violence victims and survivors like me, to give them an opportunity to be able to upskill them. Because like you've heard me saying earlier, there is a lot of problems with education. Others can't pursue their education because of poverty. You know, so right. Many of our South African women are unemployed. Others are don't even have talents or experience that they can be able to provide for their children.
And right. Wow.
Resulting in them becoming dependent on the very perpetrators that hurt them, depending on handouts. And this is not the way of God. Right. God wants us to use the God-given talents to pursue the purposes that he's created us to have, because every one of us has been born with something great. You know,
that's
so
right.
This is what we do. We felt that we needed to give them skills so mm-hmm. that they can be able to catch fish instead of being given fish. Because once you give somebody food, if you are not there tomorrow, what's going to happen to them?
Mm-hmm.
So we provide them basic skills so that they can be given certificates to be able to get employment or even start their own businesses. So this is what our foundation is all about.
That's so wonderful. And you know, what a powerful story of one woman who believed in you and who heard the voice of God, was led by God to give you a chance. And the impact it had on you, your daughters, and now on all the women that you're going to reach. You know, often I say that to people, your message that God has given you is not just for you. It's for the women that you are meant to reach and the women you're meant to teach. And so it's really important
Absolutely.
That we understand that what happens to us is meant to come through us to really impact the world. And I love how you were saying that, Antoinette. So tell me a little bit about the foundation, how you set that up. Do you have like a house, a training school? What does that look like?
We have some premises that the church provided us to be able to facilitate workshops to these women. We obviously, it's set up in a very professional way where we interview women and understand what their needs are and where they come from, their backgrounds. And, you know, I need to just state that in order to assist women or human beings don't require, to help human beings in life doesn't depend on material. I think the first and most important thing that people need is for them to understand their identity where God is concerned. We mm-hmm. offer a skill that we call capacity building, where we instill the ideas of them understanding that they were not created on this earth by accident. Mm-hmm. You know, so that gives them the power to be able to own their lives back. You know, so we have premises where we have them come in and we give them workshops, we give them mental counseling, because we've got psychologists and social workers that help them be able to, because remember, apart from the physical abuses, there's also mental abuse that is very, very, very serious to be able to overcome. So in that context, and we give them basic computer skills, you know, computer literacy, entrepreneurial skills, sewing, cooking, and baking. So it's incredible to be able to give back in that way. And I must just say, Lisa, that all the years when I went through the kind of hell that I was describing, I often thought that God has left me, he had forsaken me. But it's now when I realize that I had to go through that pain to be able to bear all these women that are coming to the foundation and are being able to graduate, that they can become better women themselves. So I rose from the ashes of my pain to be able to transform lives, you know. So for me, this is a calling, and I am living my purpose, and I'm extremely happy about it.
So good. You know, and I always say that the place life
coaching and excuse me, I do motivational talks and assist women, and my voice, my experiences, my testimony. I mean, I was so many times near dead, you know, and I rose from the ashes to be able to raise other women that they can be able to stand up on themselves.
It's so good. You know, it really brings so much hope to women who feel like you did at one point, hopeless and helpless and alone. Yes. And to hear your story of overcoming gives them hope, gives them a sense of, wow, she can do it. I can do it too. Yes. And not only that, now they have a means to be able to have a practical assistance in terms of someone guiding them in the process of what they need. And, you know, I always say that the areas that we've overcome in our life are the areas that we walk in our greatest authority and anointing, and they become the weapons against the enemy that we Absolutely. That we move forward in to push back the darkness that tried to overcome us, and now we are overcoming Yes. and helping others. So I love this story of overcoming, and not only overcoming, but triumphing, and now actually turning around what the enemy intended for evil. And obviously, yes. if you were on near death, you know, six times or more through your own attempts at suicide and stuff, and you didn't succeed, then God yes. has a greater purpose for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I often tell the women when I start telling them my story. It used to be very painful in the past, and you would ask, where are you, God? But now I do it. It's so fulfilling to be able to tell my story, but not in so much a painful way, to tell my story of victory. Mm-hmm. Because what the enemy meant for evil in my case, I was supposed to have been dead. He wanted to kill me, mm-hmm. but God didn't allow it because he knew that he needed to use me as a vessel yes. to transform women and bring them closer to him. You know, because there is no way else that you can run to except to our Lord.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so well, I teach them that they have to understand that their only source is God, and he's the only one that can change their lives. Mm-hmm. He's transformed mine for the better, and Absolutely. I will forever be glorifying his name for it. And that's why I won't stop serving and transforming and impacting women's lives by showing them and telling them about my story.
That's so good. Yes, and a glory to God. So I know that the name of your foundation is BBM. Is this serving women only in the South Africa area, or is this extended beyond that? And where can women find out more about that?
Our website, people can visit us on our website at Basad. It's a very lengthy name. It's Basadi.
I'll post the link down below.
Perfect. So we are on all the social media pages, and I think we will also forward that to you, then you can post them.
Sure.
And we are in South Africa. Our 10-year plan is to actually expand in Africa, to go into Africa, because there are so many organizations that assist, and please don't get me wrong, they provide the purpose that they were created to provide. But I believe that we are doing what God wants in terms of giving people Jesus, for them to understand that without the source, you can never come to anything. And the healing that women require, especially those who have been subjected to this scourge, this very evilish and demonic scourge mm-hmm. of women being abused and domestic violence. And it's very rife in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Even though domestic violence is a scourge that is affecting it's a global pandemic, but it's very worse in our African continent. And we desire mm-hmm. to want to go into Africa, because you know what the enemy does is to try and destroy women, knowing very well that women are the creators of the nation. They're the ones who are supposed to be upbringing children. And when a woman is destroyed, there is no proper foundation that a child can get because their mother is destroyed, you understand? So the enemy tries to steal that confidence from women so that they are unable to raise children with the right proper foundation. Mm. So when there is healing done where women are concerned and they are able to recognize who their source is, mm-hmm. who will heal them in turn, and he will make them... And I must say, you know, in order for you to be able to fulfill the purpose that God has created you, you have to forgive. You know, I had to forgive my perpetrator in order for God and the Holy Spirit to be able to use me appropriately. Because there is no room for growth if there is no forgiveness. That's true. So we aspire to want to go and into Africa, but we want to do it locally first. Mm-hmm. You know, we have set up hubs in other townships where we promote what we call skills on the go. Apart from the program that is centered around our center, we go on other avenues where we try and get to other townships where we can reach other women, so that we can give them skills as we go, you know. But our main objective is to reach Africa as well. And hopefully, God willing, we will go global as well.
Mm. Yes, I mean, it is a global issue. And I know that God is on the move, raising up women all across the globe, not because we are better, but because we have been missing and the enemy has tried to take us out, because he knows that when men and women walk together in mutual love and submission and respect to one another in Christ, we glorify God, and he does not want that. So, but I know that God is raising up his women across the globe to stand in the gap and to be a voice, to be a voice for him. And so I'm excited to know that that's happening in South Africa, and that we have sisters across the globe that we can be praying for and supporting. And I will put the links down below wherever this video is found or this audio of the podcast is found. And I want to encourage you that if you've resonated with anything that you heard on this interview today and you want to connect with Antoinette, I encourage you to do that. But also in your own town, one of the things that I heard her say that I want to leave with our audience is that your journey is meant to be a journey forward for others, meaning how God has worked in your life and how God has brought you through the difficulties are pieces of the puzzle of what he's called you to do in terms of the future, in terms of the contribution that you're meant to call to have on the earth. You know, a lot of people look for what is my calling, what is my destiny, and don't realize that actually it is born out of your life journey that God has walked you through. And so I want to encourage you to kind of look into that and see where God might be calling you to step forward and to give back. And Antoinette, any last words that you want to leave with our listeners here today?
I want to say that there is nothing impossible for God. Nothing. You know, if any one of the listeners are listening and they are perhaps maybe in a situation where they feel that it's a dire, there's no way out of it, there is a God. He exists. I never thought that he was watching me and looking at my pain, and he was there with me every step of the way. So do not give up. Greatness is within you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, you will not fail. Trust in the Lord.
Awesome. So good. Thank you so much, Antoinette. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being a light for so many women and for being a voice that God can use and hands and feet to be able to bring hope and healing to many women across the globe. Thank you everyone for tuning in today. Make sure you share this episode with a woman or organization even that you know will benefit from it and want to even support or get behind what Antoinette and her daughters are doing. And also take it as a place of inspiration to help others who feel like there's no way out. They feel helpless and hopeless, and let them know that there's always a way, and God has a way, and it might be just in their back door. And, you know, the last thing I want to leave is what Antoinette said. Maybe you're the person that needs to be the person to believe in someone, to give them an opportunity to move forward or to come out of their situation. So be on the lookout, be in tune with God, and allow Him to give you those opportunities as they present themselves. Bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye.
You're welcome. As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this. Your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.